It's a simple fact that the busier we become, the less thoughtful we become. The less we think about how we can touch someone else's life, the less we shine the light of God's love into the darkness of this world. Sad, but true. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When was the last time that someone actually did something good for you? Something special. Something they did just because they knew it would delight you, help you, touch you in a special way. Maybe that's happened to you recently, or maybe it's been a while. But we both know that when somebody does that, man, don't they just stand out from the crowd? It may only be the smallest thing, a kind look, a word of encouragement, cooking a meal for you when you're sick. But the recognition, the gratitude in your heart can last a lifetime. And when we do something good, something kind, something generous, something encouraging for someone else, it makes us stand out from the crowd in a way that words can't describe. Jesus put it like this, Matthew chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. People don't hide a lamp under a bowl, they put it on a lampstand. Then the light shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, you should be a light for other people. Live so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. Those simple acts of kindness, those sacrificial acts of service, when you go out of your way to do just the smallest thing that speaks love into someone else's life, well, they're like a light to them in what is all too often a dark and lonely world. For whom would your smile, your encouraging word, your small gift of time make a lifetime of difference today? You, yes, you, according to Jesus, are the light of the world. Be that light. That's God's word, fresh for you today. When we receive His word into our hearts, we end up walking in the newness of life that Jesus died and rose again to bring us. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.